KVOE, good morning. It is 8:24, and it's time for the USD 253 Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union recently upgraded its online and mobile banking experience. Their new state-of-the-art platform brings banking to your fingertips. New features, improved security, an easy-to-use app, AI assistant, and more. Banking should be easy. ESFCU invests in products to make sure it is. Learn more at esfcu.com or text or call them at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
KVOE News Time is 8:23. Welcome to the Emporia Showcase here this Tuesday morning, as we're going to be talking in a little bit about, believe it or not, registration for 2024-2025. In a little bit, not quite just yet. Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent of Emporia Public Schools. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Chuck?
So far, so good. I'd ask how things are going in the office, but I understand, well, you're not here, so you got a chance to break away for about 20 to 25 minutes. So.
Right, right. Yeah, oh, things are good. I mean, I was there this morning, and things are going well.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk a little bit about some good things to kind of get us started here. We've been talking to Emporia Proud Moments for a number of years, and as typical, Lindell Landgren, who is Director of Community Relations, and you have worked on a pretty robust list to pass along.
Yes, absolutely. Students from the Emporia High School Jobs for America's Graduates, JAG, program recently participated in the JAG Kansas Regional Competition. The Emporia High team placed second overall out of 20 teams. Really proud of them.
Not bad.
Yeah. EHS students Cameron Welch, A.J. Hayes, and Aileen Palomino placed in the top three of their respective events. And the students will next be participating in the state-level competition and then advance to nationals.
Outstanding.
So best of luck to those three.
Here, here.
On March 5th, 15 Emporia High School seniors were recognized by the Emporia Rotary Club as a top 5% of their class. Each year, the Rotary Club invites a top 5% of the graduating class to be recognized and honored by their organization. We congratulate those 15 seniors.
Well done.
And then, as always, William Allen White, we're doing a brief construction update, and so it is our ninth and final bond construction update.
Okay.
The site has been immobilized in abatement. It was completed during spring break for phase one. I was by, and they were hard at work, so Tom Gordon was really getting in there. The demolition of the front office space began yesterday. In mid-April, construction will begin on the new multi-purpose space, which will also serve as a high-wind shelter.
Okay.
And then construction at William Allen White is scheduled to be completed in August 2025. Hard to believe.
So basically, you're 89 to 90 some odd percent or thereabouts done with the entire building for the future bond package from 4 or 5 years ago.
You're
basically now short strokes all
this
the way.
Is it.
This is it. Okay. How does it feel before we continue
sure,
on the list?
Sure.
How does it feel to be this close to the overall finish line?
Incredible.
Considering how much stuff has happened at school buildings before.
Absolutely.
This.
So I just very clearly recall of November 2020, December 2020, and just like drinking out of about three fire hoses and trying to catch up with what was all happening, because we had the high school, we had Jones, we had Walnut.
Yep.
Jamie can remember that, I'm sure, too, as we were going through abatement and finding different surprises in an older building. And William Allen White and Walnut are the same. So it was helpful to have Walnut Elementary first, and so McCown-Gordon has been very, of course, very intentional always, but really thinking through this for abatement at William Allen White. So they've been much more successful because of the experiences at Walnut.
And how weird is it going to be to just work on one school at a time as opposed to three or four?
Right, right.
The overlapping work that's been really
awesome.
A hallmark of this.
In fact, we think we may have had our last Build for the Future Executive Committee meeting. We may have to have one or two more, but those are maybe done. We used to have those every month. So just making those decisions and then seeing what we have left over from the bond to work on the rest of the school district.
Awesome. All right, let's finish out the list. You've got
some
teachers to thank and athletic teams and individuals to notice as well.
Absolutely. We would like to congratulate the Emporia High School athletic teams and individuals who recently competed in state competitions for their respective sports. EHS sports with top teams or individual finishers include girls basketball, boys and girls bowling, boys and girls wrestling, and boys swimming and diving. We had a really successful winter sports season.
It was good.
Congratulations to Mr. Manuel Estrada, Walnut Elementary fifth grade teacher. Mr. Estrada was recently selected by the Topeka chapter of the Kansas Society of Professional Engineers for the 2023-2024 Outstanding Teacher Award. The award is given to a teacher of strong math, science, or technical area of emphasis, is imaginative in their teaching approach, and has an excellent rapport with their students. And Mr. Estrada hits all of those marks. Carolyn Dorsey and Sean Russell were recently recognized as Centennial League Coach of the Year. Ms. Dorsey is a women's basketball coach, and Mr. Russell is a girls' wrestling coach. So congratulations to them as well.
Outstanding. Well, let's shift into our focus at play, and we want to welcome in Lindell Landgren, the aforementioned Director of Community Relations for USD 253. Lindell, good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having us today.
Glad to have you in. How's it going so far?
So far, it's going really well. We've had a lot of people already pre-registering this morning, so we're excited about that.
Good, good, good. We also have Tessa Santangelo joining us, early childhood teacher from the Jones Early Childhood Development Center.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. And good. Jamie Dakin, principal at Walnut Elementary. I'll move this down just a bit. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tessa, let's start with you because the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, what is this, third year of operation or second year of operation?
Second.
Second.
Yep.
Before we start talking about the process for getting into the, getting into Jones, talk a little bit about just how exciting it is to go into the building on a daily basis now with the fellow teachers, fellow staffers, and the little students who are starting their learning journeys.
Well, it's really exciting because we're finally, settling into our building. I think everybody gets really excited just because it's a new space. And we really are just, creating those routines for the kids. When they come in, they know where they're going, and it's kind of surprising to see because every day you can look at them, they know which hall they're going down, even the three-year-olds, just because we're there greeting them in the mornings, and they're just excited to be there. So
there's been a lot of talk here over the last several months about the old home, Maynard's mm-hmm. Early Childhood Center, but what are some of the different things that Jones provides that really has set the foundation for those learners? What is it about the Jones space that really meets the needs of those little learners?
I think the space, having the extra rooms for different activities like the speech-language pathologist, she has her own space. Occupational therapy has her own space. And everything is child-sized for them, so that makes
that
it a
helps,
lot easier.
Doesn't it?
We don't have to have the stools for them to get even up to the toilets or to wash their hands. Everything is their level, so it really helps out having that on top of the extra space provided for some of our service providers.
Cool. Now, what age level are you dealing with right now? What is your focus?
I have 4-year-olds turning 5.
Okay.
Getting them ready for kindergarten.
Cool. What is, I guess, here to close out the year, what are some of the different things that you're going to be working on here with your students?
We are really preparing them for kindergarten. So, self-help skills, opening their own things, being able to work out problems with other students, self-regulation. Those things are very important because if you don't have those, then you can't really work on the academics. So those are real important skills. But a lot of our kids right now, I was just telling Jamie this morning, it's kind of amazing because they are ready. At this point, they're ready to move on. Some of them are already talking about kindergarten.
I'll bet.
And they're ready to leave me, which I'm a little heartbroken, but they're I'm going to go to kindergarten. So we're ready for them to do that too.
Okay. Let's talk about what are the qualifications for students to get in? We're talking about students leaving,
yes.
Which, we got one side of the spectrum, but what about those students that are coming in? What are the qualifications?
So students have to meet at least one at-risk indicator, and those are set by the state. Okay. You can find those at KSDE's website. Just some examples would be a single-parent household, poverty, limited English proficiency. But if anybody has any questions, you can definitely look that up online, or you can go ahead and fill out the information for the pre-registration link on Jones website or the district website.
Okay. I'm going to date myself horribly here, but when I was going through, preschool was not really a focus. It was basically starting at kindergarten age and then going from there. But what is it about preschool? Why is it so important for those kiddos to get into preschool and then get ready for kindergarten as opposed to starting at kindergarten, then starting their process from there?
So I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. We help build those foundational skills for them. So self-regulation, self-help skills, social skills, and just that basic learning of how to control themselves in their own environment and with other students and with other adults that they're not familiar with. And like I said, if you don't have that, it's hard to work on the academics. So a lot of kids come to us not having some of those skills. And so that's where we start building them up. And so we start working on academics. And then when they get to kindergarten, hopefully they've got everything else under control where they are really ready to learn.
Tess Santangelo joining us, early childhood teacher at the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, as we continue our showcase here today. So how can parents help? How can parents make your job easier? And the two of you essentially are working together to get your kiddos ready for kindergarten.
So a big thing would be like just helping them establish routine, making sure they have a bedtime, wake up, get ready, and allowing them to get ready themselves and make those mistakes and learn from those things. And of course, reading books all the time and playing and sharing and pretend play with your child. Those are all super helpful things.
Cool. There are some important dates coming up for incoming preschool parents. But we're mentioning them now, even though we may need to mention these a few times, considering those are in August. But there are a couple important dates before the official start of the upcoming calendar year.
So open house will be August 12th. I know that's okay. Hard to say because it's like so far away, but it's so close too. We do not have a jumpstart day. All of our students start on the first day of preschool, which will be August 14th.
Okay, sounds good. Tess, anything else that we're missing that you wanted to bring up here this morning?
I don't think so. Bring your kids to Jones.
Bring your kids to Jones. There you have it. Tessa Santangelo, early childhood teacher at Jones Early Childhood Development Center. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Let's shift over to Jamie Dakin, who is Walnut Principal. And you had a chance. You didn't have to come very far.
I did, just down the street.
Just a few blocks down the street. How are things going over at the school so far this morning?
Very well. Kids were running in the building, excited to be there on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Right. What are some of the different things that, and I know this kind of changes by grade, but what are some of the different things that you're kind of focusing on now that spring break is past and steaming towards that end date coming up here in May?
Well, it's state assessment time, and so kids are revving up for the reading and the math and the science test, so we're really just... They're, of course, still learning new content, but right now, the third, fourth, and fifth graders are getting prepared for those assessments. Those are very important. It's field trip time.
Oh, okay.
I know. It is just a beautiful time of the year. So mm-hmm. They're getting to celebrate all of their hard work and get to apply some of those things that they've been learning on those field trips. So along with learning new content and making new friends, that's what we do.
See, I always thought field trips were just for fun. I didn't realize there was learning involved.
Oh, no. They're fun, but they're also purposeful.
Good, good, good. Okay, let's talk about some incoming kindergarten parent dates that they need to keep in mind here, as we close out this calendar year, this school calendar year, and get ready here for mid-August when the 24-25 year gets started.
Well, we have kindergarten orientation. So registration started today for kindergarten. We have kindergarten orientation where parents can come to the buildings on March 26th. We'll have a 9 o'clock time in the morning, and then we'll have another time at 6. So they'll visit their home buildings, bring their kids. That's just a chance for them to get to know staff that's in the building and for the kids to kind of get to see inside. And it's a really big world for them. And so any opportunity that they have to get in there and get comfortable is really, really important.
Gotcha. It's interesting here because, you look at maybe I should back it up and say, you talk about, the students, getting the students ready, but as we asked Tess, it's really important to have parents involved with the process and just making it as easy as possible going from those different transition points. What's your advice here for parents who are preparing their students for kindergarten?
Well, listening to Tess, it is very similar. Helping kids learn some problem-solving skills, giving them a chance to have some social interaction, even if they didn't attend preschool, that's just really critical to give them time to communicate and learn to cooperate with friends and share. Learning routines, very, very important, because that's what they'll do the minute they walk through that building. It's just all about routines, and sometimes that's the hardest part. And getting lots of sleep. Those sleep patterns are crucial. So just making sure that, parents do the best that they can, and we appreciate everything that they do, and we just want to partner with them to make sure that the kids have the their biggest chance for success.
Awesome. There's a list here that Lindell mentioned about an ASQ questionnaire. I guess I have to ask what ASQ stands for and really why this questionnaire is important.
I literally just went blank on the acronym.
Ages and Stages.
Stages questionnaire. Thank you.
Okay.
Ages and Stages.
I was
I literally just went blank.
We do that a lot in our building. So,
yes.
You got a lot of acronyms.
Yes.
And shorthand.
They take it at preschool, and they'll take it again as they enter into kindergarten. And it's really just a questionnaire for the experts of the child to fill out, which would be the parents.
Sure.
And they're just providing as much information to help us be ready to provide the support that the kids need when they come through the door on that first day. And it also is required by our state. So we give them the links at Kindergarten Roundup. We'll give them QR codes. We will provide computers at school if they need that access for that. But it is really important. There are two questionnaires that they'll fill out. One is more about readiness, and another one is about the social emotional aspect. And so we're there to help, but that information is really important.
Okay. How does that, I guess, maybe help you guys adjust for, you know, the next immediate year, what you provide for the students?
You know, if students, if there aren't any I hate to say red flags, but I mean, there's really not a lot. We're just moving straight ahead as usual. But if there are, it just kind of gives us an idea of specialized instruction or specialized support that we might need to have ready just in case for the students coming in.
Okay. Well, remind folks about those upcoming dates that are people need to keep in mind, especially if they get youngsters coming in.
So March 26th is kindergarten orientation, again at 9 a.m. and 6 a.m. You have some options.
Okay.
Open house is at the elementary level, the same as preschool. It'll be
9 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Oh, I
missed that too.
Maybe 6 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I won't be ready for them at 6 a.m. Yeah. Open house, again, is at August 12th. At the elementary schools, it'll be from 4 to 6. And then we do have Jumpstart. That will be Tuesday, August 13th. And that is a half day. And that is a really good opportunity for any kids who haven't attended their homeschool or all kindergarten students to come and just kind of get acclimated and learn some of the routines and about the spaces in the buildings and have a chance to kind of go through the lunch line and just those things that give kids anxiety.
Sure. And then day one, the 14th.
That's right.
Okay.
7:55, ready to roll.
All right, sounds good. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Jamie Dakin, Walnut Elementary principal on our showcase here today. Now we turn to Lindell Landgren to talk about more of those pre-registration details. Lindell, you've got all the answers here when it comes to that, how we can get everything launched and loaded here for going online and getting everything taken care of.
Right, absolutely. So this morning we opened up our pre-registration for our Jones building, our preschool students, and then all of our kindergartners as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was happy to see when I came in this morning and checked out the spreadsheet, there had been about 45 families already pre-registered their students for Jones I don't have the Jones numbers. That was all for for kindergarten.
Really?
So about 45.
That's not bad.
That was really good. So, you know, we have a kindergarten class every year of between 260, 270. So that's a great start this morning. So we really appreciate those families getting in there and getting that. And I'll check the preschool numbers when I get back to see that as well. But there's tons of opportunities. We sent an email out to anybody that had siblings, anybody that was already in our power school that has siblings that are that age. We also sent it to the preschool students that we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
We sent notes home in backpacks yesterday, just all the different things to try and get families. You know, it's hard to reach all of our families, especially when they are the kindergarten age, because, you know, where are those students at? We're working with Rhonda Beatty, who does our mobilizing literacy, and she's working with our child care centers in the community. We did some ads here last week, and so those will be running today and over the next course of the next few days as well, just to share that information and get as many students pre-registered as possible so we can kind of plan class-wise. So Jamie knows how many kindergartners she's going to have, and so
great.
Tessa knows how many preschoolers she's going to have in her 4-year-old class and that sort of thing as well. So we're working really hard, and this is a month earlier than what we've done things before, so we're really trying to get those kiddos in there and get them pre-registered so that we can plan for the rest of our process, which is enrollment and those kinds of things.
Gotcha. What caused the, I guess, moving this up a month, but also then putting it right after spring break? Is it one of those things where just kind of, you know, school is top of mind already here, so let's go ahead and roll now?
Right. And so historically we've done this in April, but part of the reason we made that change as well is you may remember back in December when the board passed the policy for JBCC, and that changed the open enrollment of that. And so students have that opportunity. So we need to be able to figure how many seats we have available. And so by doing all of this earlier, it's going to give us that information that we need to be able to prepare, and so that we'll be successful when we start classes in August, knowing the number of seats, making sure we have the right number of teachers and the right number for all of our classes, and that so if we need to accept other students, we can do so. We know what those numbers look like. So starting in March made sense, and so far it's working well, and we're getting those kids, like I said, pre-registered and ready to go.
Good deal. For folks that aren't by their computers now, or they're planning to maybe go through the pre-registration process now, what is the pre-registration, what are some of the different information points that parents need when they go online to usd253.org?
Great question. So definitely go to our website. That's where the links are for both of those, for preschool and for kindergarten pre-registration. But it's basically just the demographic information.
Okay.
That's the information that we need, and then we'll get the rest of that information that we need at enrollment. And so we'll collect all that information, and we'll have multiple opportunities to do that. We'll have computer banks set up at the kindergarten welcome tours that we're doing next week. So if somebody doesn't have computer accessibility at home, come to the kindergarten welcome tours. They'll have that opportunity to do so. They can also just call our office, and we can fill it out, over the phone with them. We'll plug it in online, because it's basically that demographic information that we need, so that we have contact information, we have phone numbers, we have emails, we have addresses, so we know what school, so that they're in the right boundary school and those kinds of things. So basically that demographic information.
Okay. It is hard to say, and it's hard to believe that we're talking open enrollment for kindergarten and preschool beginning April 8th. It's crazy to think that, but this is the time of year, and you guys are off to a phenomenal start.
Yeah, and like I said, we're doing everything earlier. Most of our families are familiar with our summer enrollment that we've done. We're going to kick it off with our kindergarten and preschool students April 8th. They'll actually be enrolled. They'll have that opportunity to do that online, so they can do that. We'll send out that information. If they need assistance, we have a couple of in-service days and teacher work days on the 19th and 22nd of April, and so we'll have staff available at each of the elementary schools. So if somebody doesn't have computer access, or they just have some challenges working through that enrollment process, we'll be there for them to be able to get some help, answers, questions, those kinds of things. And so we'll do that. So if they aren't able to do it online, we have some opportunities in-house as well. So that will start that process. And then all of our other students, typically we've done a summer enrollment. We're going to change that up a little bit, how we work through that process, and we'll have more information coming on that as we get closer to those dates as well.
Okay. Last question for you, though. I'm assuming that if you have a child that, say, is going into kindergarten and preschool, and let's just say that you have a student who's a little bit further along in the process, the processes are going to be either similar or identical for those different grades?
They will be a little bit different, because we're going to handle our new students through this enrollment process the way we historically have done it. But with our returning students, we're going to be able to handle that a little bit different. And just collect information if there's updates and that sort of thing. And like I said, we'll send out information as we get some of those things finalized and hammered out over the next few weeks.
Okay. How's it feel to be off and rolling here?
It's exciting. It's one of those days, there's certain target dates. We need to get this ready and get this done, and it is nice to have preschool and kindergarten pre-registration going now. Like I said, we've had a lot of families get started, and it's nice to get that, to meet that milestone. And then our next milestone will be next week with the kindergarten welcome tours, 9 a.m. 6 p.m. For those, so families can come to either one of those dates at their student's home school or their boundary school. And then the next thing will be that enrollment for those kids. So like I said, it seems kind of, because we're while we're doing this, I'm also planning a retirement ceremony and staff recognition. So on the back end of things.
Gotcha.
A lot of different things that we're juggling, so we're excited to get this part going to get planning for the 24-25 school year.
Awesome. And Allison, how does it feel to A, have this process rolling now, and to have the good start that you've seen so far this morning?
Awesome. This is one of the things that we've talked about. It's going to be huge for our students that are currently enrolled, because it's not going to be the whole process all over again. So we're really excited to get started.
Good deal. Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. best of luck here with the early enrollment process, the registration process with open enrollment beginning April 8th, and then getting more information here very soon on the returning students and those in the different grades to get the kids enrolled and continue their learning processes along. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Our guests here on the monthly showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder have included Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder plus Director of Community Relations Lindell Landgren, Welland Elementary Principal Jamie Dakin, and also Jones Early Childhood Development Center Early Childhood Teacher Tessa Santangelo. It is 8:48 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Our monthly showcase here today has been brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. It's 8:48 on KVUE, live and local.